Hi guys, thank you for sticking with me. If you sticked with me, if you listened to some previous recording of me, if not, it's perfectly fine. I don't have any expectation whatsoever. I mean, if you're here, it's great, like, you know, feel home. If you're not here, probably you will not know what I'm talking about now, but okay, I just tangled myself here. Anyway, today I am recording again. I am walking, and this time I walk to work, not the other way around. And today I published or launched, I think maybe both. I think launched, you can launch new product. So let's say I published 8th episode, and then I listened to it again and I realized how many so simple mistakes I'm doing here. So it's a bit discouraging, but not that much, and I decided to tell you why, even though I do such a stupid simple mistakes here and there, like really really basic grammar stuff or something, or vocabulary or pronunciation, even though I'm doing those, I still will record, and I don't really mind, because my approach is that I am just gaining experience. I am just exercising here with this podcast, so I'm trying to collect my thoughts, and all those recordings are pretty spontaneous. I don't ever have a plan. I just, in 1 second, I am deciding I will do now, and I just press play, and so I record. And this is like stream of my consciousness. It can be repetitive, it can be boring, but it really helps, you know, it really helps. So also, I think maybe I mentioned that in the past, I don't mind failure, because I know from the very beginning that I will fail a lot during my process of learning English. It's just about learning process, doesn't need to be English, it just in my case is English, at least here on this podcast. And yeah, I don't mind. Still, I have like warm feelings towards myself. I am like my best friend. I am like my own cheerleader, you know. I just cheer for myself. And the process of learning, it's getting time, you know. It's a process, like the name is saying. So it takes time, you need to be patient, you need to be consistent, perseverance favors, I wanted to say. And yeah, I really, how to put in the word? Like really during my adulthood, during some another processes I was into, I learned and I became my best friend and my true cheerleader, you know, cheer for myself, and if needed I can hug myself, I can comfort myself, sometimes I even hugging myself, like in a physical way, during yoga, for example, or I can just hug myself, you know, I don't mind, because I am the person I love, and I like who I am. Oh, now I am approaching more noisy street. I hope they will not disturbable my flow. Anyway, and what I wanted to say is I wish to everyone to feel the same. I know people who don't feel the same, like close to me, at least some way. Well, of course, I will not tell names now or anything, but it's really transformative and life-changing experience once you became your best friend. Everything is going better, and I really appreciate that, because in the past it wasn't like that, so I can compare how it was. And I have a lot of understanding to myself and caring, so I think it's really important to develop those skills, I would say, those skills. Maybe some people, they have it from the scratch, but many of us, we just need to relearn it, I think. Of course, everything is connected with your past, like childhood. Maybe you had some traumas in life, or something bad happened to you, and you lost this confidence in you. Maybe you became a bit against the world, but everything that you can overcome. It's hard work. I cannot say it's easy, but it's definitely worth it to do. So I just wanted to say this. And if that is the case with you, and if you think about changing this about yourself, maybe you're not fully happy with yourself, it's really important to work not only externally on your body, on your skills, on how you look, and all those things. I think the most crucial and important job is the job you need to do inside yourself. And anyway, I hope you feel good with yourself as you are. Remember, you're worthy to do it. You can do it. It can be hard, can be tricky, can be demanding, but it's worthy. And after that, when you will reach that point, or maybe you are already at that point, and you know what I am talking about, it's so much easier to live. Like, you have those two people inside. Usually you have your parents integrated in your personality. Well, with parents, it depends what kind of parents do you have or did you have. And some of them maybe were or are not the best. Maybe some are just fine enough, good enough, you know. But the thing is, inside we have like representation of parents, and so we have this judgmental thing, right? It's called in psychotherapy psychodynamic approach. It's superego, so it's everything you would like to be, you would really love to be, but you are not, and you're very judgmental towards yourself. You're judging yourself harshly, and because of that you punish yourself. I mean, this part is also important because it helps you to be become better person, basically. If you do something wrong, if you hurt someone and you feel this regret, you feel bad about that, this is really good, because through this process you can learn not to do it anymore. But besides this judgmental part, what is important, I think, to integrate the personality fully, it's what is important is to have this caring part, you know, like if you ask anyone, everyone would like to have like caring mother, caring parents, caring the first person mentor, right? Like usually it's a mother. So it's good to have those two and balance that. And when bad times will come or when you will failure, you can just knock to those doors and to comfort yourself. Like, and then you're like a truly independent person. Of course, it's not that white and black. I just simplify that. I am just heading my workplace, so I need to finish anyway. We can talk later, and probably we will. I am waiting for maybe some comments, your thoughts. If you want to share, I would be delightful to read those. It's up to you. I am here anyway, and I will stick here for some time. So I wanted to wish you a wonderful day, and remember, you have everything inside what you need. Maybe you just don't know it yet, but it's possible to discover. Take care. Have a wonderful day.